The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show that Mark Twain once called smarter'n a blue jay what can talk possum and faster'n a naked fat man riding a bolt of lightning. So here's your plain-spoken homespun host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. This is hour one today. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
In a few minutes, we're going to play the second half of my interview from yesterday with Joe Altman, O-L-T-M-A-N-N. We posted it already on YouTube. It has tons and tons of views. I'm talking about the whole interview if you go to our YouTube channel. But we only had time yesterday to play the first half of my conversation with Joe Altman. To refresh your memory, he is someone who stumbled upon a direct link between Antifa and the top security guy at Dominion, the company that runs all the voting machines around the world. This sounds like a loony conspiracy theory. I mean, honestly, it does. But here's the problem. It's not. That's a big problem because this is a major thing. So you'll hear the second half of my interview with Joe Altman. It's almost unbelievable, but when you check everything out, it just checks out perfectly, unfortunately. So you'll hear the second half of that in a couple of seconds. In hour two, we're talking to John Zmirak about everything that's been going on. Also, yesterday we played, I told the story of Squanto and the first Thanksgiving. That's in my book, If You Can Keep It. At the end of this hour, we're going to replay that for those of you who missed it yesterday. So we've got Joel Altman, Squanto, and John Zmirak coming up in hour two. And Albin, what do you have for the rest of the folks?
Well, there's a big leaf blower guy outside the window. I'm not kidding. So I'm trying to finish my coffee.
Yeah, that's very important. I'm glad you took up our sponsor's time.
Well, it's Honor Bound Coffee, by the way. Honorbound.com coffee. Oh. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because we keep forgetting to mention it. I drink it every day, and it's so good. I think, what was I drinking before? What bitter junk was I drinking before? Honorboundcoffee.com, all of their profits go to helping military families. They are a major sponsor along with Relief Factor. And I did want to mention Mike Lindell, our biggest sponsor of all. He has a website called mystore.com. This is important because I was told that today they are putting up all of my other books. All I can tell you is we are making almost zero money. The prices are so low. This is like an introductory thing because we've not been on mystore.com before. So we want to move product, and profit is not the issue at this time. So if you want to get really tremendous prices on all the books that are going to be posted there, they may be up right now, or it may be later today. They said it was going to be today. It's mystore.com. If they ask you for a code, I think you know to use the code Eric. And also, if you go to mypillow.com, not only use the code Eric, but it links you, if you look around, to mystore.com. But how hard is mystore.com to find? Not very hard. Another important announcement. A couple of friends of mine have told me they got a fake person claiming to be me on Instagram with a fake Instagram account under my name is contacting people and saying, will you follow me? That's not me, folks. I have, I don't know, 15,000 followers on Instagram. If anyone else claiming to be me talks to you on Instagram or on Twitter or on Facebook, because that's what happens at a certain level, people pretend to be you and they use it for fraud to raise money and saying,
Hey, Eric, I actually got requested with that guy But I knew it was fake right away when I clicked on it, and it was a 500-pound albino lady. I knew that it was not
you. That's definitely not me. But here's the question before we joke around too much. Can you report it? In other words, if somebody contacts you and claims to me, you know it's not me, can you report it? Because I don't just mean you. I mean anybody. Like anybody listening to this program right now, if you're on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or any of these accounts and somebody claims to be me, folks, I'm not reaching out on those platforms for people to follow me. I just, you know, I'm not going to do that. And I'm telling you right now, these people are fraudulent and they're probably criminal because they use this to find just one sucker who's going to believe it and send them money. So you have to report these people. Please, if you get this, not only do you know it's not me, but report them, please. Very important. Secondly, I was texting with Jenna Ellis. I almost said Jenna Elfman. No, Jenna Ellis. Jenna Ellis, as you know, is on Trump's legal team. And today she is traveling with former Mayor Rudy Giuliani to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Why? Because big things are happening, folks. Three swing states, Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, are holding public hearings. You listening? In their state legislatures. The state legislatures are the ones who decide which candidate will be certified. They have not certified Joe Biden, of course. And so they're going to have public hearings. At the public hearings, Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani and others will show up and present evidence of the fraud that they have uncovered. They've got the affidavits, they've got charts, they've got all this stuff. This is happening. We've been praying. Some people have just been hoping. Those of you who are just hoping, hope is useless. Prayer is kind of what you want to do. To just hope it doesn't really do anything. I hate to break it to you. So what's happening now is the beginning of the end for Joe Biden. This is going to be a process. But this, I mean, this is just the beginning. Today, Sidney Powell is filing her, you know, mother of all lawsuits in Georgia. Okay. She's unleashing the Kraken today. We've been waiting for this. We've been praying for this. I want to ask you folks to pray for all the people that I've mentioned and for Lynn Wood and for anyone else on the legal team. That Jenna said to me that she is getting the most vile threats on Twitter. People saying she deserves to be raped. You know, this is a young woman who's a friend of mine. The very idea that people are writing that, I think it tells you one thing. They're unhinged. They know they're losing. And so when you know you're losing, what do? You flip over the checkerboard and you run away and you scream and throw things. You know, that's the way you win at checkers if you don't know how to win at checkers. And so I think we're going to see more and more of this. The idea that Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania have agreed to have public hearings in their state legislatures is absolutely huge. It's the beginning. The lawsuit that Sidney Powell is filing in Georgia is absolutely huge stuff. So you're seeing finally, you know, it's kind of like the boat that's been stuck in the mud. The tide is coming in and it's beginning to move. Any second, it's going to lift an inch or two. And then, you know, you're going to see some stuff. So I think people need to be prepared. In hour two, I'll talk about this all with John Zmirak. But I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up. I want to repeat again, please, folks, the places that I keep mentioning, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, the man is a hero. If you're thinking of doing any Christmas shopping, we want to recommend MyPillow.com. Use our code, Eric, please, if you don't mind. And MyStore.com, this is an amazing entrepreneurial thing. We've got to support this. Why? Because Amazon and Jeff Bezos, they're going to buy CNN. They're going to buy, you know, they're clearly using the millions that we give them every day, the billions that we give them every day when we shop there, for ends that are not exactly along the lines of what we would want. So Mike Lindell is making an effort at mystore.com. I hope you'll support him there. Okay, guys, any second, we've got Joe Altman coming on. Folks, also follow us at the Eric Metaxas Show on YouTube. It is exploding. It is absolutely exploding. Please go there. Subscribe. Please tell your friends. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's. We need you to share these videos. Please share the video with Joe Altman. Please share these things so that people can get some good news. Sunday night, we're doing prayer again. All right. We'll catch you on the other side with Joe Altman.
You're going to get a rhythm when you get the blues.
Folks, I'm continuing my conversation with Joe Altman, just to reprise, and forgive me always for reprising, but Joe, you are a businessman who, because of your faith and your love of country, you got involved in trying to see what's going on with Antifa, and as a result of your efforts, you came across this dude named Eric Coomer, who you had no idea until later was the director of strategy and security for Dominion Voting Systems, who's all in for Antifa. You say he posted their manifesto on his website like way back in June. This is scary stuff. Somebody who has that level of tremendous power, who is all in for Antifa. So when you figured all this out, what did you do?
Oh, first of all, I started digging in and uncovering things like patents and the patents that he had assigned to Dominion Voting Systems. I looked at his history. If you get further down, I started looking at places that Eric Coomer had traveled. And then I started looking at irregularities of the Dominion Voting Systems in different countries frankly, that Eric was. So I traced them all the way back to 2012 to Mongolia. They had a massive election issue, and they had used the Dominion voting system in their country. And guess who sold them the Dominion voting system software?
Can I guess Eric Coomer? I'll try. Eric Coomer. I mean, this is globalist stuff. In other words, this is like everybody's worst nightmare of deep state, George Soros. The idea that a man of this level at a place like Dominion, which is operating all around the globe in elections, which got started in Venezuela, that somebody like that who despises America and who, you know, if you despise America by definition, you become allied with these globalist forces, which are effectively fascist, Marxist, you know, that this guy has this kind of power. I mean, it's scary even just having this conversation with you thinking about this. And if I didn't have a strong faith, I really would be scared, but I'm not. So what do you do with this information? In other words, did you take this information to Sidney Powell? What did you do with this information?
So, you know, I founded an organization called Conservative Daily, and I used the media personality, Joe Otto. We started a podcast 6 months ago that, frankly, has become one of the really most popular political podcasts now in the nation. So I took it there first, and I said, listen, I want to take a 2-hour segment. I'm going to tell you the story about Eric Coomer. And so I did that. And then from there, I started posting things on Twitter.
But this is like, what, 10 days ago?
Yeah.
I mean, this just happened. This is like 10 days ago after the election. So at what point does this get picked up, and who picked it up?
So then Michelle Malkin picked it up. Once she picked it up, I did an interview with her. Then Twitter shut down my Twitter feed. Eric Coomer started basically scraping the internet of his name. Literally taking everything Eric Coomer off the internet, everything. And Dominion took them off their website. They took him off of Lead Candy. They basically went into archives to delete his information in places you didn't think were possible.
Has anybody reported this? Who has reported this?
So I reported it. Michelle has reported it. Some other people have reported it. I got in touch with the Trump campaign and the Trump attorneys. I talked to people like Sidney Powell. Actually, I talked to Sidney Powell, but getting as much of this information in their hands as possible. I've been in constant contact with the Trump attorneys. I've done probably a dozen or so video interviews and probably two or three dozen radio interviews. I continually push that information out, give that information.
But what I'm saying is that you've, okay, so you're getting this information into their hands, which is the most important thing. But, you know, for my audience, it's just fascinating to think that here we are talking about this, and this is not widely known. This seems to me to be so extremely important that it is surprising to me that Fox News has not covered it. Has Tucker Carlson mentioned any of this stuff?
No. The closest it came was when Sidney Powell on her interviews stated that there's an affidavit signed. That was my affidavit. So I did sign an affidavit.
Signed to what effect? To what? All of these things?
All of these things. All the information that I'm giving you. And then, frankly, I just started using more of the tools that I had in order to create more information for different media sources and the attorneys.
Now, is that affidavit not public because they don't want the other side to know what they're cooking up here? I mean, is it?
I think that for me, it's already become a security risk. I have two guards that are guarding my family at this point. The threats have rolled in that
You're over the target.
Very much so over the target. And I'm also not a fearful person. So I believe that God will protect me, and what God can't protect on one side, I believe in the Second Amendment, so I'll protect the other side.
So, yeah.
A little bit of humor in the middle of all this.
Yeah. You think birdshot will cover it, or do you have more bigger weapons?
Among other things, I own quite a few companies, and one of them is the gun store and range, so I think I'm pretty well protected.
All right. I like what I'm hearing. Okay, so what are the biggest interviews you've done? Because what you're telling me is so big that you said you've spoken on Michelle Malkin's program.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to any other main national programs?
Yeah. OAN did a segment on it. I don't know how big everyone is. Again, I'm an introvert. I'm not an extrovert. So I'm not one of those people that just runs out there and tries to put the story out there. I'm doing as much as I can to put it out there and giving it to people like you who have influence, have the ability to tell the story. But there's two things that I don't need. I don't need notoriety and I don't need money. And so this just goes against everything that person like me would want to do, right? I'm only doing it not because, you know, I support Trump, because I do. I do want you to know I support my president 100%, but because what's more important than supporting President Trump is making sure that the American voice is actually heard, making sure that whatever the people of this country vote for, that is the will of the people. And for somebody to put their finger on that scale and tip that scale away from the voice of the American people turns us from a constitutional republic to, frankly, a communist society. So
that's exactly why I'm so exercised about this. The idea that anyone would dare to try to mess with our elections. Many patriots have died, suffered and died so that we could have what we have. And I cannot think of anything more despicable and more worthy of our doing everything we can, including give our lives if necessary, to fight for this. And so that's why I'm so glad to be speaking with you and getting this information out. People need to understand. I keep saying we need 1,000 Paul Revere's to get this information out. This is utterly unacceptable. There's no way that anyone will accept the presidency of Joe Biden under this black cloud now, you know, unless they can prove that this was a fair election. There is no way the American people, with all this evidence coming out, are going to accept it. So
we have a bigger problem, and that is we're ignoring science and math, right? We're ignoring those two things. If you use Benford law, which is a law of anomalies and statistical improbabilities, it'll actually tell you that there's massive amounts of fraud. There's people that are coming out that are MIT PhDs in mathematics that are being silenced. There's a weaponization of technology and the media like we've never seen before that has this concerted effort in order to silence people like me and others that are coming forward with information that is massive amounts of proof. Yet they keep saying that there's no proof, there's no proof, there's no proof. look, the smoking gun is actually pieces and parts of the gun that they've walked through security to the other side. So as you take the piece that I have and put it together with other pieces, it's undeniable that we have massive amounts of voter fraud in this country. And you have a concerted effort by, you want to call it the deep state. I don't know what to call it other than people that are anti-American that have come together with the idea that they can destroy the very fiber of what our country represents.
These are people working on the side of evil. Let's cut to the chase. This is satanic evil. Anybody who wants to cheat and lie, we know that's wrong. But when you cheat and lie as a way to shut down the voice of American voters, that rises to a whole new level, because this country has been the shining torch of freedom for the whole world. So we're affecting it. Of course it affects the whole world. We know that. We don't need to get into that. You're not looking for publicity or money. Unfortunately, I'm looking for both. So I need to talk to you offline. Just kidding. But the fact is that, so it's not like you want me to send people to your website or something. You said you have it. What is the podcast?
It's Conservative Daily Podcast.
Okay, that's the least we can do. We're going to go to a break. We'll continue this conversation. Folks, I'm talking to Joe Altman, O-L-T-M-A-N. We'll be right back.
Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with MyPillow, you may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are. And I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to MyPillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you. Folks, I'm talking to Joe Altman, O-L-T-M-A-N-N. Two N's at the end there. Okay, Joe, you uncover something so huge. You weren't looking for this. You stumble onto the fact that a guy named Eric Coomer is the director of strategy and security for Dominion Voting Systems. Absolutely monstrous job. You've got to be a super genius to understand that world of fraud and coding and all this different stuff. And then you discover that guy is all in for Antifa, wants to do anything he can with his tremendously powerful position to make sure Donald Trump is not elected. He effectively succeeds because we wake up on the 4th of November and find out that, hey, well, what happened? What happened? And then this stuff leaks out and that kind of leads you on your path. So where are you now and where is this now? Does this, all this information just sit with Sidney Powell and others, and that this is going to be part of the case that they bring maybe before the Supreme Court?
Yeah, so I want you to know that I'm giving the information to everyone, right? So I'm talking to people of, you know, from congressmen to different committees in Congress to people in the DOJ. I've sent this information to obviously people have reached out to you and said, hey, you need to have a conversation with this guy. So I literally spend all day putting as much of this information out there as possible. I even have Snopes that basically reached out to me and tried to intimidate me into giving them the information or else, to which they actually posted something that says that what I said is unproven. I don't actually know how you could say that what I said is unproven, but he said that if I didn't give it to him by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that they were, it was an or else type of.
Ooh, Snopes. We all know Snopes is kind of a joke at this point. And it's a pity because, you know, 5 years ago I thought, hey, I'm so glad they exist, but they're left wing and you can't really take them very seriously. Eric Coomer, has he gone into hiding? What is he thinking? Does he know he's going to go to prison for the rest of his life?
Well, the scary part about all of this is that Eric Coomer is a ghost, right? So I do know that, and again, it's more morbid curiosity on my side to basically track what he's doing, what he's saying, and how he's engaging in different environments. So I am still watching those things. I am watching right now as different states take their RFPs. In Colorado, they literally redacted everything that had Eric Coomer on the RFP document that Dominion.
What is RFP? What is that?
Request for proposal. So it's basically a brief that that has to be public public information. So Gina Griswold went in and actually Secretary of State of Colorado and removed the RFP, got rid of it, put it in a different place, redacted information that actually tied Smartmatic, Venezuela, and Eric Coomer to the document, and then uploaded other documents, forgetting about the fact that the other documents that they uploaded that were dated back in 2017 had the wrong address on them. So there isn't, I'm telling you right now, if you tie all of this together, there is something just cynical happening across the country to the American people. And while media is actually out there saying that there's nothing to see here. I mean, even Michael Steele, the PR guy that actually represents Dominion Voting Systems, came out and said, oh, their system can't do that. Right before the Dominion was supposed to testify in front of the legislative body for Pennsylvania, I was called by one of the congressmen and said, hey, can you provide information? I provided that information to that congressman. He provided that information to the legislative body. And then all of a sudden, 2.5 hours later, they said, hey, we're not going to show up. I was asked to write questions for the legislative body to ask Dominion Voting Systems about irregularities. I wrote a list of questions and they decided that they were going to lawyer up. Why, if there's no fraud against the American people, has Eric Coomer disappeared? Why are they redacting information all over the internet? Why is Dominion packing up their offices? They packed up their Denver office. They packed up the Toronto office. The Toronto office is on the same floor as Soros's nonprofit. So this isn't all made up. This isn't hyperbole that we're just throwing out there. This is absolute fact. And why is Twitter cutting me off? Why did they actually make up some bogus claim that I had multiple Twitter accounts when I've only had one Twitter account? I didn't even like Twitter, nor did I even use it until 2 weeks ago.
Well, there's levels of stupidity and evil, and we know that not everybody's on the same level, that there's some people that they just hate Trump. But then there are other nefarious actors Mr. Coomer and others who, you know, it's hard to know what to say other than there's wickedness, there's evil here, because nothing that they're doing, even if you hate Trump, I have many friends who hate Trump, but right. They would never do what we're talking about. What we're talking about is evil. In fact, let's just say this, it's extremely criminal. And these folks know they're going to go to jail for the rest of their lives. Doesn't matter how rich or smart they are, that they are in the process of being caught, thanks to God, because you just stumbled across this. God chose you to stumble across this to get this information out. I'm very encouraged by your mere existence, Joe Altman, just to know that you are who you are and doing what you're doing. I'm really encouraged, as I say. it seems to me that there's a lot more here. Maybe we'll save this for another time when you're not pheasant hunting. But I thank God for you. I know my audience thanks God for you and for knowing what's going on. And it gives us a lot of hope for these lawsuits that lie ahead. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. God bless you and God bless your audience. And God bless our president. We need to pray for him. We need to pray for our country.
We are doing that. We're doing prayer calls every other night, big prayer calls. I'll tell you about that in a moment. But we'll end this segment. Thank you. Hey, folks. You know that today's Tuesday. Well, whatever today is, Thursday, the fourth Thursday of every month, is Thanksgiving. Have you heard of that? It's when we give thanks to God. To God for all the blessings in our lives. And we're commemorating when the pilgrims gave thanks to God. It wasn't 400 years ago. It was 399 years ago. It was 1621, right? Because you remember the story. Actually, I'm going to tell you the story right now because I wrote a children's book called Squanto and the Miracle of Thanksgiving. When I wrote that book 22 years ago, I did the original research on the story of Squanto because somebody said to me, oh, you should do a children's book on Squanto. I was writing all these children's books back then. And I looked into it and I thought, what? What I looked into was different than what I was led to believe. I said, this is a miracle. This is like, not I think it's a miracle. This is a miracle. And when I write this story, I need to be clear on what happened. All the other books kind of fudge it. It's like it was a coincidence or something. I tell the story for adults in my book, If You Can Keep It, which is available at fine tobacconists everywhere. But I have to tell you that there's a lot in this book that's important, but I wanted to put the Squanto story in this book because every American needs to know the story. If you want to know whether God's hand was on this nation, one of the major clues is the miracle of Squanto. I'll tell you the very brief version of it right now because we don't have time. But just so you understand what it is, it's in the book If You Can Keep It. It's in the children's book. If you look online, you will not find what I'm going to tell you. They kind of fudge some stuff, which is why I was so shocked when I did my research. I said, I've got to get this out. But basically, here's what happened. And Albin, I know you know this story, so you can go have a cigarette. But
I'm going to go. You know, outside the tobacconist is that wooden Indian.
Yes. Oh, there's a wooden Indian, but that's not
the point. Ties in.
No, that's much later. That's Al Gore, to be honest with you. But so let me tell you the story. Here's what happened. Years before the pilgrims settled in Massachusetts, no one had ever settled anywhere north of Jamestown, Virginia. But ships would come from Europe. I didn't know this. They would come and they would trade with the natives along the shore of places like Massachusetts. So there were English ships and other ships coming. One of those ships around 1608 comes to what today is the area of Plymouth, Massachusetts, and they come down to the, you know, they row their long boats from the big ship to the shore, and the natives with whom they have traded before, the Patuxet Indians of that, Patuxet natives of that area, come down to the shore to trade. One of the Patuxet natives is a kid, basically a 12-year-old named Tisquantum or Squanto, and they're going to trade whatever it is, iron pots and the kinds of things that you could get in England easily, but that they were not able to make in the Patuxet village, like, you know, axe heads and things. They were not able to do that. So while they're trading, the captain of this English ship, who is a wicked, evil man, decides we're not really here, you know, to get some Indian junk. No, we're not interested in that. We want to grab these young men, bind them, throw them in our ship, take them across the ocean to Malaga, Spain, and sell them in the slave market there. We can make a load of money. And that's exactly what they do. They whack them over the head and they forcibly take them to the ship, put them in the hold of the ship, take them across the ocean, and sell them into slavery in 1608. Now, the story of the 12-year-old Tisquantum, Squanto, is insane. He is bought by monks in Spain who seem to teach him the Christian religion and who actually get him to England with the idea that, and we don't know the details, but we know that they somehow managed to get him from Spain to England so that he can possibly get a ship back across, another trading ship, to go back home. So he goes to London. He becomes a stable hand in the Slaney family, and it takes 5 years before a ship is found where he can go on as an interpreter, since he speaks the language of the natives they're going to trade with, whatever. On the way over, it's not easy. They have to spend the entire winter either in Iceland or Greenland. I don't remember. Finally, he gets back 10 years after he was sold as a slave. And this young man runs. He had to go really far because they weren't going to like drop him off right where he wanted. And he finally finds his way back to his village 10 years later. Now, he's lived in England for 5 years. He speaks perfect English. He knows the ways of the English. He runs back and his entire tribe is wiped out. They got smallpox from the traders, whatever. They're gone. He's heartbroken. 10 years of wanting to reunite, they're gone. He goes into the woods to live by himself. This is really sad. He has some communication with one of the other tribes, but you know, the tribes were like, he was as close to the English as he was to these other tribes. They were not like buds. His tribe was his tribe. So about around this time, some pilgrims settle in Plymouth. They have a really bad time. In their first winter, half of them die. They are crying out to their God, Lord, we came here to glorify your name. We are dying like flies. We're burying our families. They actually thought, we probably have to go back. We've got to abort the mission because half of their company had died. We can't imagine how sad this is. Well, one day, in answer to their prayers, a Native American walks out of the woods. His name is Squanto. He speaks perfect English. He has no place to go. His home is where these pilgrims have settled, what they named Plymouth, was the Patuxet village. He teaches them how to survive in that area, everything that he learned as a child, how to get the lobsters from this, how to get the eels from this, how to fish, how to do everything. He gives himself to them. He lives with them. They adopt him. And he is a unique messenger sent by God so that the pilgrims can flourish and survive. And that is a true story. It is insane. We're at a time, so I'm just going to end it there. But folks, this is one of the most miraculous stories in our history. We need to know it. It's in my book, If You Can Keep It. It's in my children's book, Squanto, the Miracle of Thanksgiving. Had to share that with you. That is a true story. God bless you. Hey there, folks. Welcome back. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. We thought we were going to have Dick Morris on. Instead, we had on Joe Altman, O-L-T-M-A-N-N. I cannot tell you. We played the first half of his conversation with me. We are going to play the second half tomorrow. But if you want to hear the whole thing, you can go to YouTube to hear it right now. It's going to be on our channel on YouTube, the Eric Metaxas Show channel. Don't miss it. And again, I keep saying we need 1,000 Paul Revere's. Share that video, please, with as many people as you can. This is very important information. Yes. Folks, it's very, very important information. I myself did not know this information until today. Okay. There's a specificity and some details that I really did not know. You'll find out when you listen to the rest of the interview that he has shared this with Sidney Powell, This is blockbuster. People are definitely going to jail.
Yeah, this is, you know, this combined with prayer, and I know there's another prayer meeting tonight.
Yes. There's a prayer meeting tonight, and I'll put that information out on all my social media accounts. It's the same global prayer thing. I want to say, in the last segment, I was speaking about Squanto. I didn't really finish because I was going to say that the story of Squanto, like a lot of this stuff, what amazes me about this incredibly miraculous story is that nobody knows it. Right. When I discovered this myself, I thought, this happens to me over and over. I think, how have people missed this story? It's true. It's totally miraculous. I mean, I don't know if you think that's a coincidence. It's the most ridiculous coincidence in the history of the universe that a guy who comes out of the woods, who's a Native American, who just happens to speak perfect English, who just happens to have no place to go because the pilgrims are on the land where he grew up and where all of his people died. They left, they're gone. And he basically is adopted by them. And William Bradford, who's the governor of the colony, writes in his diary that Squanto was a special instrument sent by God to save them. They were dying. They had no hope. They were praying and praying. They needed a miracle, and God sends them this miracle. So it's a faith booster when you hear the story of Squanto. As I mentioned, there's a children's book I wrote called Squanto, the Miracle of Thanksgiving. And then it's in my book, If You Can Keep It. But this is a story. It's a true story from our history, which shows that God's hand is on this nation. If you want to get a signed copy of my book, If You Can Keep It, you can go to SocratesInTheCity.com. And don't forget, folks, to support our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Use our code ERIC. And when you go to MyStore.com, all of my books, or many of my books, including If You Can Keep It, if they're not available today, they will be available any day now. We'll tell you more about that. But the prices are very, very low. In fact, we had to make them higher because we were losing money. I'm not making that up. I swear I'm not making that up. That's real.
And we're trying to get a lot of sales this weekend. Remember, Black Friday matters.
Yes, please. Don't forget, big hashtag Black Friday matters. But anyway, if you have Christmas shopping or whatever to do, a lot of great stuff. Sign books at SocratesInTheCity.com. And just about everything else at mystore.com. And if you want Eric Metaxas Show hats or t-shirts or mugs, or maybe you want a signed copy of Donald the Caveman books, for that you go to shopmetaxas.com. All you need to do is go to our radio website. That's metaxastalk.com. What do we have in hour two today? I forgot.
What do we have in hour? This was hour two. We had Joel Altman. Tomorrow we're going to have the first
of that. I'm in hour two and I didn't know it.
You didn't know it.
That means there's no hour three. I got to get out of here.